Well, today I'd like to talk about one of my favorite players of all time, Adrian Delano Dantley. Adrian Dantley, AD, born February 28th, 1956. And he's a forward, six-time NBA All-Star, inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. Born in Washington, D.C., 6 foot five, 208 pounds, DeMatha Catholic High School, on to Notre Dame from there. First round draft pick in 1976. He was the sixth pick overall, and he was selected by the Buffalo Braves. He played from 76 to 1991, the role of small forward. Played for the Buffalo Braves, the Indiana Pacers, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Utah Jazz, the Detroit Pistons, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Milwaukee Bucks. As I already said, he is a six-time NBA All-Star, two-time All-NBA Second Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, two-time NBA Scoring Champion, 6 foot five. His number four has been retired by the Utah Jazz. He's received the Oscar Robertson Trophy, two-time consensus first-team All-American, and he was Mr. Basketball USA. 23,177 career points for a 24.3 points per game average. 5,455 points for a 5.7 rebounds per game average. And 2,830 assists for a 3.0 assists per game average. He also has a gold medal for the 1976 Montreal Olympics. Loved watching him play. He said this, he says, a lot of people don't know me. Well, it's not my business to make sure they know me. This is my personality. And people or coaches or whoever are just going to have to adjust to it. You're not going to change me. I won't be somebody I don't really want to be. For that reason, I guess I am misunderstood. And if you watched him play, he was hard to read. At one point, he was on the Detroit team that was developing a reputation as bad boys. And he always seemed to be angry. Never seemed to be one big on smiles, which is fine. But the thing that struck me the most as I would watch him play is his free throw technique. He would hold the ball and he would slide his hands over it in such a way that he was getting a grip. And you can read, if you took the time to read his lips while he stood at the free throw line, he said the same thing over and over again. And he used the same motion as he was at the free throw line that he had used at DeMatha High School, when he was the top high school player in the country. Here's what he said. He said these words to himself. Backspin, over the rim, follow through. Backspin, over the rim, follow through. And so that's what made him a successful free throw shooter. That same technique over and over and over again. And he many times would shoot flat-footed. Many times he would be scoring underneath like a center. Many times he would be fouled, thus going to the free throw line. And he would can those shots. Made me think of, in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21, it says this, it says, but test everything, hold fast what is good. And so, as I would see him at the line, this thing that he had tested over and over and over again by saying, backspin, over the rim, follow through, that worked. And so he stuck with it. And if you'd see him, his hands would be so tight on that ball, and he would just place them over it in such a way that you saw him doing what he had done thousands of times. Backspin, over the rim, follow through. What are you holding on to today? What is a tradition? What is a ritual that you hold on to? Is it worth it? Is it working? Is it what it ought to be? Where are you at with that? I look at the life of Adrian Dantley at the free throw line, and it's a model of effectiveness. It's a model to say to you and to me, I'm holding fast to this basketball, and then I'm saying this same thing that has stood the test of time. Test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good.